Hi, this is the Courtroom Observer call on Wednesday night, February 8th, 2017. And I wanted to ask anybody if they have a case that they're working on or they're helping anybody with. And it sounds like Beatrice is a new person that hasn't been on yet, and she does have a case that she wants to tell us about. So go ahead.
All right. I have a DUI case that began back in 2014. And I first hired an attorney. And I've been knowing the guy probably about 5 years now. And I met him on a job interview that I had. And I've kind of been working with him over the years when it comes to filing income taxes, because that's kind of his main thing of what he does. But he later on introduced to me, after I revealed to him that I have a pending case, he revealed to me some things that I didn't know. And he kind of helped me a little bit before he got incarcerated. So now I'm kind of...
He's incarcerated?
I'm sorry?
He's incarcerated?
Yes, he is.
For what?
A burglary charge that happened. I couldn't fill you in on the details of his case. It was something that was happening all the time that I just kind of learned about toward the end before he got incarcerated.
Well, was he, okay, but does it sound like they made up trumped up charges on him because he was helping people with again?
Yeah, he was in it happened in the state of Georgia, and I'm here in Tennessee, and so was he. And I believe there were some other charges that he kind of had beat before, so they were kind of after him for that.
It sounds like it was a retaliation for whatever else he does. Okay. All right, well, let's stick with you then. What's going on with you?
Okay, I have a pending DUI case. I first hired an attorney until he kind of filled me in on some details of what to do to represent myself. And after getting rid of my attorney, I began to represent myself. And that's been about, I believe the first time I did that was back in November. So it's been about 3 times now since I went in front of the judge.
And what's been your result?
The judge is claiming to have statutory jurisdiction, and from what I understand, that's unconstitutional.
Statutory, statutes are, but that's what they are made from. That's what they operate in.
Statutory jurisdiction.
Yeah, and it's not—they're not really real, but everybody implies that they are, and there's all these useful idiots that, you know, go along with it, and then they try to drag us into it. So, so how long have you been a member of National Liberty Alliance?
For about a month now.
Oh, okay, so you're pretty new in here about what we do, and so we're focused on common law, and that's totally different than statutes, codes. But, you know, we still have a lot of people that have to go up against, or have been having to go up against the fraud all the time. And so have you been listening to the Monday night calls?
No, I haven't had a chance to get on one yet.
Because, we've been educating the 94 district courts across the country for the last, 3 years. We've been blanketing them with documents all at the same time about common law and their violations, but not in a way. I mean, I know that their interpretation at first was that we were trying to get rid of their jobs. No, we were asking them to do the real job.
Mm-hmm.
They're so indoctrinated into what they've been doing, and they went to school for it and got brainwashed, so it's kind of hard to snap out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of that's what we've been doing. And so have you been, like, you have you gotten information on our site in order to help represent yourself too, or what?
I've been studying the Constitution. As a matter of fact, I just completed the course a couple of days.
Oh, that's really you've been in it a month and you already finished it?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Okay. That's great.
And what I'm needing help with, though, at the moment, to get back to my case, he's claiming statutory jurisdiction, and he said something about virtue of an indictment, and he's sending the case to trial come April. And so between now and then, I'd like to get in a few motions, because, one, he has not given me proof of jurisdiction in writing. He's only done it verbally in his courtroom.
Right.
And secondly, I like to, I've been talking to Mr. Kelly up in Missouri or Minnesota, somewhere up north. I can't put my finger on where he's from. But he's telling me I also need to go ahead and put in a motion for trial by jury.
Now, is that an NLA member?
Yes.
Oh, he is. Okay. So he's helping you?
Yes, he gives me advice. He tells me.
Oh, that's good. Well, okay, so this call is also to get courtroom observers, for you to have observers in your when you have to go to court, so that they can actually document what happened in the court for you and actually make an affidavit of proof, like it's evidence of what they've done in the court.
Mm-hmm.
And so do you know about that, how to fill out a courtroom observer form online on the National Liberty Alliance site?
Not exactly.
So you log in.
Mm-hmm.
And you go to the committee, in the menu, there's a committee button, and you just go to the Courtroom Observer Committee, and there's one of the drop-down menus says Courtroom Observer Request Form. Did you get that?
Courtroom Observer Form, yes. I've got it right here.
Yeah,
Request Courtroom Observers, right?
Right. So when you have to go, and you know all the details, just fill out that form and it goes out, it comes to me, and I send a notice out to the NLA members in your state, but also there's a courtroom observer pool I send it to. And a lot of times you have, you know, the last guy that did it recently, I haven't had, it's just interesting. Up until it seems like August, I was getting pretty consistent requests, and then all of a sudden, since the fall, I've hardly had any, but I did have one more recently by an older gentleman who doesn't use the computer or have email or anything. So I wrote down all this stuff and I put it in a notice, and he was in New York and he had 7 people call him to help him.
Oh, wow.
You know, so that's what this is, and then people on this call also have, you know, their experience and their knowledge, and they share it on the call. So when you... if certain people happen to be on the call and you have a certain situation, they share their information too. So that happens on this call as well.
Okay.
But definitely fill out that form when you're ready to go, for sure. And
okay.
I'm glad somebody from NLA is helping you with what you need to do for your case, because does it seem like they just keep dragging you out? Like they're not ending it and they don't want to?
Right, he's kind of...
Yeah, that's just their extortion.
He doesn't want to let it go.
It's almost like you've gotten diagnosed and they're never going to let you go.
Yeah, I filed a couple of motions already, a motion to dismiss.
Dismiss, and what do they do? Oh.
he virtually, he does nothing.
I know. They're just like, because it really doesn't have anything to do with justice. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why your friend, they probably made up a bunch of junk about him, and he was probably, because the older gentleman that I was telling you about, that the 7 people offered to help him, he knows how to argue with them in court, and he got his son, either his son-in-law or his son's case dismissed, and in retaliation, they just keep stringing him along, and they don't even have any charges against him. And he told me last summer, when I sent out a notice, somebody went to help him, and he was so glad they did, because he said he thought he had evidence that they were just going to take him away and not tell anybody and not have any charges, but just take him away. And because there was a witness, it didn't happen.
Wow. That is amazing.
Crazy. I know. It's just nuts. I mean, you know, where I live in Roanoke, Virginia, it's not that corrupt. I can't even find anything really wrong around here. I even talked to a police officer here who told me they are so community-oriented and they're totally transparent. And, you know, they're not really, you know, going after people like that at all. I mean, you know, grabbing people and putting them in jail or even, you know, if there's any kind of a altercation with a cop, they're very transparent about it. So, I live like in Mayberry or something. You know, so it just depends on where you live, how people in the court or whatever behave. You know, it's, it just depends. Some places are more corrupt than other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there definitely is a lot of political prisoners. And, you know, I think we say probably 95% of the people in jail don't belong there.
Right.
You know, so, is there anybody else on the call that has a case or any advice for Beatrice? No one? Terry? Let's see, who's on here? Lori?
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Terry.
No, I don't
you got
any
new news? You got any news?
Yeah. Did you see everybody's going ballistic over Donald Trump's meeting with the sheriff? Apparently it's backfired in a sense that, they're complaining about they're not getting enough money through forfeiture.
It seems like there's a lot of feedback. Ugh, sounds horrible.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I've got it now too. No, yeah, a little bit. So yeah, I saw that meeting he had. Yeah.
So what is it? There's that site that's affiliated with the NLA. Everybody's making comments. I can't find it right now, but everybody's up in arms about this. And Gary Jolly said he's going to get John to do a paper on that, you know, and send it to Trump.
Well, I saw that he said no president. Has any president ever had a meeting with you guys?
Who guys? What guys?
With the sheriff.
Yeah. Yeah. Only so they can steal some more of our money.
Right. So.
And whatever the hell they want. Yeah,
so,
Trump is just going to make it easier for them to steal. Unless he gets religion and starts paying attention to what's really going on.
Right.
I think Trump has the attention span of a Cocker Spaniel.
Well, he's a tweeter. He only tweets. And I read where, you know, if they're going to show him a briefing, any kind of documents, it has to be one page and only 9 bullet points, and that's it.
Ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know. I think the guy's going to be a disaster. But he's going to be less of a disaster than Hillary was, so.
Well, right. I mean, to me, she would have been really bad. So what have we got, you know?
The lesser of two evils.
I guess. I hate that, but anyway.
Yeah, a lot of people have put a lot of faith in Trump, but not me. I hope he does the right thing. I hope.
Well, I would feel like the reason he got voted in is people were just so sick of the same old thing that it was just a major, you know, you know, screw you guys. We're just voting for him anyway, even though, you know what I mean? How could it get any worse? I mean, I think that's really what people felt like.
Yeah, well, it's getting worse. He now, have you heard, remember Elliot Abrams from Iran-Contra?
Yeah, but I mean, and now, yeah, he's trying to, I mean, somehow he is really hooked up with Israel.
They all are.
Yeah, so this whole thing about trying to go to war with Iran is just ridiculous.
Right. So Elliot Abrams, he's a real piece of work. You know, he was indicted in the Iran-Contra scandal, you know, and I believe he was ultimately, they dismissed the indictment, which is another peculiar thing, is that, you know, through these pardons were supposed to be once somebody was convicted, okay? But Bush 1 didn't even wait for them to get convicted. He just dismissed the indictments.
Right, I know. They do. Well, that's what they do all the time with them. I mean, they expose the thing and then, oh, never mind.
Right. So that's not a good omen as far as I'm concerned, but I guess we'll just have to see what happens.
I know. Well, we just keep having to do what we're doing here.
Yeah,
so how about
It always seems that they have these retreads that they're putting out there.
The retreads? You mean they keep doing the same thing?
Well, the same people. You know, Goldman Sachs and all that stuff.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's the same program. It's like it doesn't matter who's president. The same program keeps marching along.
Yeah, and often the same people, too.
Right. Well, right. Exactly.
So that's what I mean by retreads.
Oh, yeah, and they a lot of them should be dead already.
You would hope.
I know. Anyway, so anybody got any cases they're concerned with or working on or helping somebody with, or they have one besides Beatrice?
Would anyone be able to help me create motions by any chance?
Oh, well, you mean, is anybody on here that knows how to do that? Your friend up, I mean, the person that's been helping you, he doesn't know how to do that or what?
Yes. Well, I don't have access to him right now.
Oh, you don't? Okay. Does anybody on here know how to do that?
How to do what?
She says she wants a, what is it again?
I need to create a motion demanding written proof of jurisdiction.
Oh, right, okay.
As well as trial by jury.
Well, you said it right there. Just ask those questions. I mean, you know, what can they do? I mean, deny it possibly, probably, but I mean.
Or ignore it.
Right, you know, but I mean, that's as simple as it gets. I mean, you know, you wrote one motion, you can write another motion and ask those questions. I mean, just make it simple, and they can either grant it or deny it, you know? I mean, if you had, you know, for example, a memorandum of law on those subjects, and you might be able to find them on the NLA website. They've got so much stuff on there that you might be able to piece one together, you know. Are you
okay?
So, yeah, there's. They keep moving the documents around on the website, but let me see if I can find, because we had templates on there too. Let me see if I can find some.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, all right, so go to, Beatrice, can you go on the website?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and are you logged in?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so on the right side is the menu button, Grand Jury.
Mm-hmm.
And you let the drop-down menu go, and you click on Docket.
Okay.
And then you scroll down to where all the files are, papers filed, evidence, and then you go past that to law documents and information and writs. And these are all, this is actually good information for you, and I think there is some, let's see, federalist papers, all right. Mulberry versus Madison, that's a good one to know. That's under law documents.
Mm-hmm. I was actually looking at YouTube videos on that last night, just kind of getting
okay.
With it.
Yeah, and then let's see, is there more? There's habeas corpuses. So, motion proceeding as Robert's Rule of Appeal, habeas corpus. And a default. So here's the habeas corpus documents you could probably use.
Okay.
So that's a good page to get some information from, this one, this web page. And do you have anybody, any friends of yours that would go to court with you?
No, ma'am, not at the moment.
Because mm-hmm. I wanted to just show you more of what's on the, let's go to the Courtroom Observer menu. And I just want you to see the drop-down menu for the Courtroom Observer so you can see that there's, you know, you can join the group, and then there's the form to request Courtroom Observers. And then there's a protocol that's really good, and that has 11 points to it, but it has an affidavit instructions and also an affidavit to download from there. So anybody that's going to help you can download the affidavit so they can fill it out,
mm-hmm.
depending on what's, you know, for whatever's going on. And a call to action has different pointers on that one too. So I would say those are good for you to just kind of peruse around in and for help.
I'll be sure to do that. Thank you.
Yeah. So anybody else got anything? So if nobody does, I think I'm just going to cut it short tonight. I was in the dentist chair all day, and my mouth is just aching. So,
I just want to add one thing.
Yeah.
Before, to the that thing about the sheriff's thing. If you go on
yeah.
the Investigative Research Committee, that's where it's located, and there's a lot of comments. You know, Gary, Kim Phillips. And a bunch of other people were commenting on this meeting. So that's about it. So you know where to find it.
Okay. Thank you.
Where was that?
Okay, it's you go to the under committees.
Mhm.
And it's the whoops, let's see here. The Investigative Research Committee tab under
well,
the drop-down.
You can just go log on to Facebook and type it in. You should be able to find it.
Oh, okay.
Or Kim Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many Kim Phillips are out
so
there.
So the NLA research team. Oh, yeah, because it's not, no, it isn't on here. It's on the Facebook thing.
Right, right.
Okay. Yeah. So that makes a difference there. All right. So you go to Facebook and you look for Investigative Research Committee?
I think so. I didn't. That's not how I found it. Because I'm on the mailing list, so I get it.
Okay, well, you probably can go to Facebook and just look up National Liberty Alliance.
Right.
And
or
find
Investigative Research Committee. I don't know if they're linked.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well, actually, they probably are, because on the left-hand side, you'll usually find a bunch of related committees, if you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I really haven't, you know, been on the NLA Facebook page much, so I don't really know much about it.
All right. Okay, Beatrice, I hope this helped. We have this call every Wednesday night. And make sure you fill out your request form for observers.
Okay. Yes, ma'am, we'll do. Absolutely. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome.
Laura, one last thing. You should see David Seaman's latest video.
He's
on fire.
About what?
Oh, he's talking about all these people who are involved in Pizzagate, they should be given a fair trial and then beheaded in public.
Oh, yeah. I saw the title of it, something like public
right.
beheadings or something like that. Yeah, right. But anyway.
I think NLA could learn a lot from this guy.
He's good. Yeah, he's good.
And
journalist.
not even about, you know, his, propensity towards, that type of thing, but because of the way that, you know, because we had that meeting yesterday with regard to, I don't know if you were there, with regard to the, social media and how to use it to enhance NLA. So that guy does a good job. So
right, yes, we could go by example from him for sure.
Right.
You're right.
So that's
okay.
About it for me.
All right, thanks everybody. I'm going to